It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House is set to vote Thursday on its version of the GOP tax bill, which would cut taxes by more than $1.4 trillion over 10 years. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin stepped up as the first Republican to say he will not support the plan. He says because it disproportionately benefits corporations at the expense of other businesses. Johnson spoke with CNN's Chris Cuomo Thursday morning.
You give more money to people like me, and then I will use private investment to drive benefits to the middle class so they get a booster on top of whatever their actual tax cut is. Economically, it's dubious, and practically, we've seen that it doesn't work that way every time. You shouldn't be guaranteeing it as an outcome. How can you be for this bill when it does exactly that?
Well, I'm not for the current version.
But because on the corporate side, what if they fix the corporate side and the individual side stays the same?
Well, what I want to see is the information to prove the kind of economic growth we're going to get with all of our tax provisions. And again, I think it's kind of a heavy lift to say on, you know, cutting individual taxes that really boosts economic growth. It does to a certain extent, but all the economic growth driving in this tax proposal is really on the business side with 100% expensing, so it's easier for businesses to expand and create more good-paying jobs, boost wages.
Although the bill is expected to pass in the House, there's mounting concern in the Senate. Senator Susan Collins of Maine is worried that middle-income consumers would see their tax cut erased by an increase in health insurance premiums caused by the repeal of the individual mandate. Ron Wyden, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, notes that the corporate tax breaks are permanent, but the individual cuts would expire in 2025. And then there were nine, as more women come forward to accuse Roy Moore of improper sexual advances.
Four more women have stepped forward to describe alleged encounters they had with Moore. Nine women in all have now publicly shared stories about their interactions with him. According to the Washington Post, one woman named Gina Richardson says when she was a senior in high school, she met Moore while working at Sears. She says he asked her for her phone number and she said no. The Post writes, quote, a few days later, she says she was in trigonometry class at Gadsden High when she was summoned to the principal's office over the intercom in her classroom. She had a telephone call. I said, hello, Richardson recalls, and the male on the other line said, Gina, this is Roy Moore. A few days later, after he asked her out at Sears, she relented and agreed, feeling both nervous and flattered. They met that night at a movie theater in the mall after she got off work, a date that ended with Moore driving her to a car in a dark parking lot behind Sears and giving her what she called an unwanted, forceful kiss that left her scared. The local news in Alabama spoke to two different women. According to AL.com, the first was an adult when she says Roy Moore groped her when she was in his law office on legal business with her mother in 1991. Second woman was reportedly 17. Kelly Harrison Thorpe said Moore asked her if she'd go out with him sometime. I just kind of said, do you know how old I am, she recalled. And he said, yeah, I go out with girls your age all the time.
The only group with the power to force him out of the race, the Alabama Republican Party, met last night. And you would think this would be the moment, but they did not take up the issue. In fact, it never left the conversation phase. Then Sean Hannity, who gave Moore 24 hours to explain himself before pulling his support back down after Moore wrote the Fox News host an open letter.
On Wednesday afternoon, Philip Jauregui, an attorney representing Moore, in a press conference demanded that accuser Beverly Nelson and her attorney Gloria Allred release the yearbook that Moore allegedly signed in 1977, questioning whether the signature was Moore's and saying that they wanted it examined for handwriting analysis. Neither Jauregui nor Moore's campaign manager addressed the four original allegations detailed in the Washington Post. A new poll conducted by the Republicans show Moore trailing Democrat Doug Jones by 12 points. The president is back in Washington after a 12-day trip to Asia that he deemed a, quote, tremendous success.
Last night I returned from a historic 12-day trip to Asia. During our travels, this is exactly what the world saw. A strong, proud and confident America. Our message was clear and well received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
A group of House Democrats led by Steve Cohen of Tennessee introduced articles of impeachment against Donald Trump on Wednesday.
We are introducing articles of impeachment to remove President Trump from office. We have taken this action because of great concern for our country and our Constitution, our national security, and our democracy. We believe that President Trump has violated the Constitution, and we've introduced five articles of impeachment. The first is obstruction of justice, which deals with Mr. Comey's firing. The second is a violation of the Constitution's foreign emolument clause, which deals with monies he's taken from foreign powers without the consent of Congress. The third is a violation of the domestic emoluments clause, which deals with monies he's made from the United States and as personal businesses beyond that of his salary, which is also forbidden by our Constitution. The fourth is undermining our federal judiciary, and the fifth is undermining freedom of the press.
Cohen acknowledged that their efforts have no chance of success while Republicans control both houses of Congress. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.